Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to make a quick video highlighting the Magdarame hypocrisy here in the Philippines. And Magdarame is a kapampangan tradition in the province of Pampanga, where people will beat themselves and then they'll crucify themselves. Now, I will be honest with you, you know, coming from America and not having experienced this in person, I had some misconceptions about what Magdarame was and the crucifixions here happening in the Philippines. When people would beat themselves with ropes, I thought that it was actually just paint. I didn't realize it was actually real blood, because in my mind I thought, how could a rope actually make people bleed? I thought they were hurting themselves, but is more symbolic than real. But in actuality, what they do is they actually cut people with a sharp object in the back to get the blood started. So when they're hitting themselves, the blood just keeps flowing. And people that do this tradition year after year, their backs are just completely, you know, permanently scarred due to the harming their bodies in this way. It's obviously not a healthy practice. It's obviously not a biblical practice. And so this is something they do in Pampanga because they are very zealous, in other parts of the Philippines as well, and it's known as Magdarame. And some people would even crucify themselves. And this is very widespread here in Pampanga and in the Philippines. And it shows that they're very religious, but I want to highlight something, because last year, once all of the craziness happened with COVID, and also this year as well, this celebration, which is done during Easter time, during Holy or Unholy Week, depending on how you look at it here and the traditions that are done, during Holy Week, it's done just to symbolize the death of Jesus Christ. It's part of the Easter celebration and the resurrection and all the Good Friday and all the holidays that they have here in the Catholic Church. But it was actually outlawed last year, because of the fact, you know, they were afraid of COVID being spread. And this year as well, from my understanding, it is outlawed. So next week there will not be the practice of Magdarame taking place. But I wanted to highlight the hypocrisy, because what they did is they banned it in a public setting, but they didn't ban it at home. And what I said a couple years ago when I first experienced Magdarame and people beating themselves, I told people they're doing it just to be seen of men. They're making it a point to be seen of men so people will think they're spiritual, and they're going to think that they're such good people, when in reality they're not doing it because they actually believe in it or their heart's in the right place. I mean, literally, when people practice Magdarame, they get drunk first because they can't take the pain. So they get drunk and then they beat themselves all day and then they crucify themselves. The reason why they're drunk is because they can't take the pain. I mean, Proverbs 23 talks about, you know, being beaten and I felt it not. Because when you are drunk, you're not going to feel it when the pain is taking place. You know, your mind and your senses and everything is dulled. And what I said is they're just doing this to be seen of men. And the proof of that is the fact that the vast majority, if not all of them, did not crucify themselves at home when it was outlawed publicly. It says in Matthew 23, verse 3, "All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments." And the Bible says about the Pharisees, they did their works to be seen of men. They did their works because they wanted people to notice them praying in the streets. And you know, the Bible talks about that if you would do these practices and you do them to be seen of men, you have your reward. If you're a saved person that is doing your good works to be seen of men, you have your reward by people praising you, but you're not going to get rewarded by God. It says in Matthew 6, verse 16, "Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." The Bible says that if you were to fast, make it a point not to show that you're fasting. Don't make it look like you're weak and tired and go around telling people, "Oh, I'm fasting," and everything like that. Make it a point to just go about your normal life and not make it obvious to people, and God will reward you if your heart is in the right place and you're doing it for the right reason. And the same would be true for the crucifixions. The difference is the crucifixions are ungodly. The Bible never teaches you to do this. It never teaches you to beat yourself. Jesus already rose again and he paid for our sins. And obviously getting drunk in order to do a good thing would not be right either. But here's the thing. If the crucifixions are actually a biblical thing, if they're right, then they should not make it a point for everybody to know that they're doing them. And so if they're going to crucify themselves, then they should be doing it at their home anyway, and not in public. And the fact that it was banned and then they didn't do it at home in privately, that shows that they were just doing their works to be seen of men. They just wanted people to know who they were. You say, well, you know, some of them cover their faces, so you don't know who they are. Oh, they know who they are, right? All they're trying to do is act like they're humble so people don't realize, when in reality, they just want to get praised of men and everybody to look at them and how great they are. So my challenge this Easter, my challenge during Holy Week that's coming up here in just a few days, my challenge to the Catholics that would crucify themselves and to beat themselves, if you watch this video, I challenge you to keep beating yourself. I challenge you to crucify yourself at home. If you say that you're doing this and it's the right thing and it's a godly thing and you're not doing it to get praised of men, then there would be no reason for you not to do it at home when nobody's aware of your good works, but you're just doing it because you're doing it between yourself and the Lord. And if you do not crucify yourself and if you do not beat yourself, but you would have done it if it weren't for this, that just shows the only reason why you're doing it is so your works can be seen of men. The truth is that Magdarame, beating yourself and crucifying yourselves, the hypocrisy is shown in the fact that the people that are doing this, because my wife grew up Kapampangan and she thought that those people were the most zealous and the most righteous. In reality, those are the most arrogant people that are just doing works to be seen of men, and they want to get credit from man rather than just putting their heart in the right place. Their heart's not in the right place. They just want to be praised of man. Thank you and God bless.